Welcome to the Madanesis Experience, where we talk life, purpose, business, real estate investing, entrepreneurship, growth hacking, relationships, and so much more. I am super, super excited that you guys are listening today. And again, if you guys have any questions, any concerns, any feedback, I'd love to hear from you guys. And I'm really excited for our super guest today. So let's go ahead and get started.
We're live over here too.
Yes, sir.
All right, welcome to the Madanesis Experience. I'm super excited to have founder, CEO of Social Science Marketing, and also Freedom Johnson of
DRSF Keys. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm super excited. The Madanesis Experience is where we talk business, relationships, real estate investing, entrepreneurship, growth hacking, and so much more. And I'm super excited today to interview, not even just to interview, just to kind of talk with Chris and Freedom a little bit about what they're up to right now and how we all are kind of working together in this so-called life we live, where we're building a business, as we're raising families, as we're just growing and learning this thing. So if you can tell our listeners, Freedom, just a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background and how long you've been a real estate investor and entrepreneur.
All right. So, yeah, my name is Freedom Johnson. Real estate? How long have I been in real estate?
How long have you been in real estate?
DFW, coming up on 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. I know my family and I, we bought our first house when I was 21. And I think it was like owner finance or something. So, long story short, that was 21. I'm 31 now. Got that house, did like everybody else, trying to find a job, go to college, do the thing, come out here, and then started reading, you know, what's the book with Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Think and Grow Rich, all these other books, and it kind of had that bug bite me again. So I think what I did is I watched YouTube, started hearing about rehabbing, GC'd somebody's house. I was like, I'm spending a lot of time just doing this part, but I know there's somebody on the other end making more money. I went to one of these events, these meetup events, 2 years ago, and asked this lady, like, I don't know anything about this game. I don't know anything about real estate. I'm not a realtor. I'm not an investor, but you show me what you know. I work for you for free. She showed me, spent like 2.5 months with me. The bug hit me, and we started rolling from there. Became a realtor, became an investor. Wholesaling houses, listing, flipping houses, and just 2 years, here we are.
2 years. So if I'm understanding correctly, you had like there was a 10-year window, and then really the last 2 years has been like active of actually learning, practicing what you've been taught, and basically, you know, you started from working for free from someone else that already had success, right?
Yeah. I think it was 8. Okay. I think it was 8 years, because I remember when the bug hit me. Because I was 21. Yeah, I was like 28, okay. Maybe 29, whenever that bug hit me. And I was working for this other dude, some company in South Lake. And then when I started reading Rich Dad, Think and Grow Rich, you know, you just feel differently about the things you can control in your life financially whenever you get out of that employee mind, right? So it was like 8 years of that, man. But I was always been a hustler and an entrepreneur, though. You know, when Oklahoma City Thunder moved from Seattle to Oklahoma City, I was watching Kevin Durant and his camp spots. Straight up.
Kevin Durant, OKC.
Yeah, I sucked, though. They told me don't come back. No. Yeah, I had like I went to Walmart and got the blue towels and was drying that off on the cars, and like the cotton was sticking onto it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What kind of cars?
Beamer, Benz. Something else.
So you had a little bit of humble pie?
Oh, yeah.
A little humble pie, they tell you?
His guy wouldn't even shake my hand.
Oh, no.
Real talk. He was like, nah, just fist bump.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I had that. So I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, though. My father, he owned a club. Whenever my parents divorced, he owned a club. So I've always seen that, you know what I mean? So it was natural for me to be into that space of I think it and I do it, I can create it. But real estate was just one of them things where it was like the vehicle for me to be my best self. I'm my truest self in real estate, right? And then, you know, it's a big profit, but be super creative.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's not so black and white. So 8 years of that. I remember that lady. She gave me that opportunity. I started asking questions, like deeper than, which I think she was doing like sub twos. Yeah, so I started hearing about wholesaling. So if it didn't fit a sub two deal, she would push it off the table. I started hearing about wholesaling and assigning and short sale on the finance. And I'm like, hey, these deals that we're getting, we can do more with this. We don't have to just push them away. I don't think it was her destiny to really be, you know, so deep into real estate.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think she's lending money or something now. But when I started finding out there was other ways to do it, I do what everybody else do. Go on YouTube, read that book. Phil Pustowski was the first guy I listened to on YouTube. And then from there, I just started applying the knowledge, man. So
that's important. So I want to kind of give you guys a picture of what's going on for our listeners out there that are listening. And if you guys are brand new into real estate, if you guys are getting into entrepreneurship or just looking for some growth hacking opportunities for you and your business and in your life. So Freedom's talking about some real estate, talked about how he applied learning the business. And I'm going to bring on Chris Walker, which, you know, he's definitely a serial entrepreneur as well. And it's crazy because this is what's so powerful from entrepreneurship. Chris actually came to Texas from California, and he came and basically taught me a portion of real estate, which is wholesaling. So if you guys are hearing some of these terms, wholesaling, sub two, owner finance, definitely look those up. Reach out to maybe Freedom. He'll share, you know, where you can find him on social media. Same thing with Chris, because these are obviously terms that might not make sense to you, and we want to be able to bring value to you guys. But what's so unique is, you know, Chris, again, he came out to Texas. He taught me some piece of real estate, which is wholesaling. And, you know, fast forward to today, we've worked on a couple flips. We've sold some properties. We've, you know, done different business projects together. And I want to bring Chris on because I want you to kind of tell your listeners. He comes from the corporate world. He was a vice president. I'm going to just kind of tell his story really briefly. But he was a vice president of a company that he worked his way up from, starting at a $10 an hour wage earner as an employee, and became a vice president, built a book of business of $2 million, but now he's in real estate and has a social media company as well. So Chris, if you can tell our listeners up to this point where you find value, whether they're getting involved in real estate or entrepreneurship, like just some of your experiences that you can share to give them some
nuggets. So where I started was probably not thinking I was an entrepreneur, like when I was young. I just had a knack for learning things. I was always the bad kid in class. So I was like ADD, ADHD, like class clown, like detention every night. But I got straight A's, and people didn't really know how it was possible because I never did homework until like 30 seconds before class. Wow. But and then like teachers would teach stuff and I'd get it just by them talking. I wouldn't take notes. People would see I wouldn't study. I'd just ace tests. And I was given this God-given ability to learn stuff. Yeah. And now it's like some people say I was book smart or whatever, but I really think it was an ability to learn things. Yeah. Like, and it was a gift. So you know, once that happened, I started realizing that if I would apply some of these things that I was learning, my life would change. That's why I resonated with what you said. I just applied it, right? Yeah. Because you could be as smart as you want, as book smart as you want, or as studious, because that's another, that's like discipline, that's another gift, right? You got to be able to use your gift, but you got to apply your gifts, right? So I was just, you know, for me, it was being good at being an employee at first, and it turned into entrepreneurship because I could learn any job.
Yeah.
Like that learning, it transcended. It turned into like me. I didn't want to go to college. I got recruited to go to West Point to play lacrosse at a D1 school. But because I was a knucklehead in school, I actually did 2 senior years because I couldn't pay for my last senior year. What ended up happening is I got a scholarship from 3rd grade to 8th grade from this. It was a part of my gift. It was a Jewish man. He heard me talking about the Mona Lisa. I was in the hood. I grew up in the projects, right? and he heard me talking about the Mona Lisa and what I had read in this book as a second grader, and I just knew everything about her. I knew everything about the artist, why he drew her that way, and like everything, like stuff that I don't even remember now. So he called my mother and said, your kid doesn't belong in this school. He needs a better opportunity. He's going to be somebody. He paid for me to go to Catholic school from third grade all the way up to eighth grade. And then I got into this like Oprah Winfrey program, like boarding school. Then I came back to another Catholic school and got a scholarship from my lacrosse coach. He started paying for me to go to like,
who is this
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So all these crazy things happen. All these crazy things
I've been
happen.
Rocking with Chris and had no idea, man.
Yeah, yeah. So I just been blessed. Like God has like it. I'm nothing. I'm but dust. If it wasn't for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, like I would not be able to be in this position. But the most important thing that I learned was that I had the ability to do anything.
Right.
You know, that I just had to learn.
You were just talking about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And I think that's important for people to understand. Like, maybe entrepreneurship's not for you, but you can do anything. Absolutely. You want to go, like, I truly believe in my heart, Matt Anisis is going to go to space. He has an infatuation with outer space.
There we
and,
go.
And I Let's think he's going to do it because his heart's in the right place and he's applying all these things. And I just looked at it like I needed to try stuff and figure out what my thing was. So I, you know, like you said, I became a vice president of this company and I had to learn about wholesaling. I took a Rich Dad course.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and I learned about wholesaling and I was like, finally got some money. And then I learned about hard money.
Yeah.
I bought another course, kept educating myself, learned about hard money and was like, I got 30K that I saved up. Right. I'm going to go try to flip this house in Connecticut. And I was living in California at the time.
Yeah.
So, but I just knew the house was a steal. So then that's how I got into the real estate business. And then I took another course from the same guy. And I learned about social media marketing. Mm-hmm. I understood that I needed to catch a trend.
Right.
And this was a trend. Podcasting is a trend, right? Yeah. Like all these mediums that were on YouTube, all these things were trends that I had missed. And I knew that if I had just, I could have learned them. Because I felt like I could learn anything, you know what I mean? So I felt like if I could have caught one of these trends, then I would, you know, take that opportunity. And then that turned into social science marketing and, you know, trying to find my way. And just tasting and trying different things to figure out what the one thing I was going to do was. And I'm kind of in that transition moment where now I have two businesses and they're both, you know, they're both trending in the right direction. I got to make a big decision of what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's my story.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Like, so, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. So she has
Mona Lisa.
All the same on the same spill. So
it's crazy
for y'all listening. I just want you guys to hear this. This is what's so crazy important so far out of this. You know, both of these gentlemen learning and investing in their education. And, you know, Freedom talked about, you know, working for free. Like, that is an investment in himself. Like, him truly spending his own time on learning more information to better himself and his family. Same with Chris. He's invested money. And they both do. Yeah. So one thing that I want you guys to get is, if you don't have money, go work for free. Go learn how to do something. You have the internet, like, we're gonna say Google and YouTube, but then also you have to reinvest in yourself all the time. You have to spend money on personal development. You have to, you know, buy courses to continue to learn, and these are things that they really won't teach you in school. I mean, I didn't learn that in school until, you know, I had, you know, to learn about personal development. So Freedom, if you can tell the listeners, like, what has been the one thing that's helped you to this point, like where you're at right now, that you kind of can see yourself pivoting just forward, that you can kind of give our listeners, you know, maybe a nugget that's going to help them wherever they may be, no matter, you know, they're multimillionaire, maybe they're just getting started, but something that you believe is going to help them.
Man, it's too many, bro. Like, really? Because anytime I'm telling my story, I'm always thinking about that person on the other side. Like, it may be more than one thing. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
YouTube, podcasts, books, Udemy, that app.
Come on.
Yeah.
That Udemy one right there is huge.
Yeah.
I just learned how to create Facebook Messenger bots yesterday. Like,
that's where I got introduced to that app.
Yeah. So
through Udemy, man. So
that's a good one.
But seminars, Eventbrite, Meetup, and then just talking to people and asking questions, right? So I like to tell people, like, I'm a lifelong student, and my job is just to give it whatever I got to the next person.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even I'm sitting here listening to Chris, I'm sitting here listening like, okay, that's something I could do. All right, so I need to find Oprah Winfrey program. But
it's called The Better Chance.
The Better Chance.
Because she takes kids out of the hood and puts them in, like,
yeah,
some of the top schools in the country. So
we got to share that with the people.
It's true. I wrote a big essay. I wish I still had it. Yeah. I'm sure someone got it.
Yeah.
We'll find it somewhere.
but yeah, those are the things, man. Those apps right there alone are the reason, and those websites are the reason why. So, and then affirmations. You know, I listen to affirmations all the time. I got to remind myself that I am special, right? And tell myself that I am capable of doing anything, right? And we all special, but we just need that reminder. So, yeah.
And we need to tell our kids that, because, absolutely, you know, we're all parents here. And one thing that I didn't know was what you were saying right now. Mm-hmm. And I think if I was going to give the listeners a nugget, it's that there was a lot of positive things in my story, but I left out a lot of the negative things. Like, I got kicked out of A Better Chance, mm-hmm, right? I got kicked out of 2 high schools. Mm-hmm. I got kicked out of my first Catholic school. Like, I struggled with drugs and alcohol my whole life, like, until I kicked all my habits. And, like, part of the reason I was a knucklehead was because I grew up around a lot of alcoholism, and I didn't have a father telling me what you just said.
Yeah.
That you are somebody, that you're worth it, that, hey, there's reasons why you need to be disciplined, that you need to love yourself. Like, those are important things that entrepreneur, especially if you want to be an entrepreneur, you got to have that for yourself. Like, you really need to love yourself,
right,
and you really need to believe in yourself more than anyone else believes in you. Mm-hmm. And, and go from there. Because when you said that, it almost, like, shot a dart in my heart, because what you said, I was like, man, that's like what I recently found. And for me, it was finding my identity in my beliefs in God.
Yeah.
That's what changed. And then it allowed me to, like, clean my life up, but not have, like, I had 2 fathers and neither one of them were, like, very positive to me in my life. So listening to you say that, knowing that you got, you know, what is it? A third one on the way now.
Yeah,
you
got a third one. Yeah,
on the way. You got 2 and a third one on the way. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm, like, super excited that your kids get to hear that.
Absolutely.
And that, because that's in your heart. And I hear Matt say that to his children all the time. And then I try to instill that in my daughter. And then I look back at the things that I did in my life, and I realized that I was missing that father figure telling me that, look, besides what they're teaching you in school, this is what you need to know about yourself. That you need to educate yourself.
Absolutely.
1, you need to always be a student your whole life. 2, like, I feel like those are lifelong things that we need to know about ourselves. And before you can ever make a dollar as an entrepreneur, you need to have that in your heart, like, 100%.
Absolutely right.
Absolutely. And that last statement that he just said, before you make a dollar, like, you have to just know and believe and have that belief in yourself, because that's going to go a long way. And, you know, another thing, both of these, what they both been sharing too, is being a giver. Like, you guys have both been givers on teaching people and wanting to share the knowledge. And, you know, Chris literally came out here when he came to teach me. He gave himself a week to come out here and just teach me.
I remember when you came too. We went downtown to go grab some lunch.
Yeah.
And I remember that.
Yeah. So I literally told Matt, like, I was like, man, but also you got to understand, you got to serve people, right? And I was serving him because he had served me in the past. Yeah. Like, he had always kept in contact with me in a lot of low points in my life.
Yeah.
Like, where I didn't really, like, I was insecure, didn't really have friends, and I was in a new state, and he reached out to me and just kept reaching out to me. And always, like, checking on me. And I just felt like, at that point, he's like, man, I want to learn real estate. I finally had a way to give something back to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd be like, you already always been there for me. Let me, you know, return the favor. And you know, so I was like, man, if I got to sleep on your couch, I'll fly out there. I'll come sleep on your couch. I'll teach you real estate. Just in a week, I got you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the lesson there is, like, you're serving the community. You're teaching people how you help people in real estate.
Yeah.
And he was serving everyone that's in contact with him, and I was trying to serve him. That's how these things happen. That's how we all end up on a couch talking 2 years, like, or a year later, talking about how successful this last year has been. Right? You know what I mean? Crazy. And having stuff to tell people is because you keep a servant king's mind. You know what I mean? Like, so.
And that's exactly how Freedom and I both met originally. Like, we literally met through another mutual friend, successful real estate investors, and he was serving them, I was serving them, and look at, like, almost 2 years later, you know, we're sitting on the couch just sharing. We're all friends now. And so that's another thing you guys have to really realize is you have to change your environment. When you start changing the way you think, when you start changing the way you have a desire and belief in yourself, your environment's slowly going to change, and it's going to get really hard too, because you're going to get sucked in by all the people that don't want you to climb out of the cage, and all your family and friends, even though they may love you and they really want the best for you, they don't know how to give you what you really need and what you really want and what you believe that you deserve. So, you know, that's a big thing to, you know, have to break that chain and so forth. So, Freedom, tell our listeners, because everything's not always rainbows. And so, like, but what is something?
Tell them the good stuff too. Tell them about them checks you clocking. Because I mean, we're getting real sentimental, but we clocking some fat checks over here. Like, you know what I mean? In the last, like, that's just real. Because I don't want people to get bored and be like, "Oh, these guys are so sentimental." Get to the nuggets. I'm like, look, we're telling you stuff because the last two checks,
but all that led to those checks, though, right?
Like the last two checks, mine were 5 digits and 6 digits. The last two checks that I saw, you know what I mean? So, and I know the last check, I know because I wrote you one. Like, I know that one was a 5-digit check.
Hey, lunch is on Mac.
And I know, and I already know what Freedom's got going on. So tell them a little bit about the fun and the good stuff and the bad stuff.
All right. As far as the checks go, this is definitely the best year by far. Actually, I think this is the best quarter, right? So as far as checks go, I think I got like 5 or 6 deals under contract right now.
Amazing.
And they're going to be probably like $400,000. Yeah, just because we're going to short sell some of them, we're going to flip them. You know, and then I got one that's, I'm going through the short sale right now, and that one will be 80, you know, once we get that one. Yeah, and then this other
crazy
one is closing.
$80?
$80. So $80,000 on that one, and then this other one that I'm closing to, what's the day, 31st?
Today's the 30th, so one more day for the
2nd. Yeah, that one is 56, I think, $56,000. So
you got close to $500,000 in the pipeline.
Bro, I'm trying to be a millionaire by 2 years, man.
Come on,
real,
man.
I'm trying to be a millionaire. And then obviously, you know, I'm splitting that with partners as well. So, you know, take home probably about $300,000-$200,000. So
beautiful
in this quarter, right? So we're definitely trying to hit that million dollar mark for sure. I definitely want to be a millionaire.
And where were you 2 years ago?
Bro, 2 years ago. Man, 2 years ago. So I was actually starting with my man Bray. So behind the camera over there.
Shout out to you, brother.
Yeah, shout out to
Bray. Shout out to you.
So Bray, I met him through the computer, the IT. I needed a computer fix. I happened to find this guy who was marketing online that he fixed computers. Brought it over to him. 2 years ago, I was trying to get involved in real estate, but I was still coming back from this entrepreneur idea of this app that I was going to build called Call My Assistant. It was just going to help barbers schedule appointments and where they could have their social media and all that. It was a great idea, but I didn't know what I was doing. So anyway, I'm talking to him when I'm getting out of that idea into this rich dad, poor dad thinking, right? So 2 years ago, I'm scared to make phone calls. You remember that? Like, I'm on the
you scared me?
Straight up.
You, Mr. Mojo?
Oh, man. Okay, see?
So,
this guy showed me how to drop 200 calls in an hour.
But, I mean, so the golden nugget for the people, though, is consistency creates confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Confidence doesn't create consistency.
Whoa. You need to throw a sound effect in there.
we're going to edit that. Sound effects.
You need
coming
to tweet
in.
That. You need to write that in your Bible. You need to put that one above your bed. Consistency creates what?
Consistency creates confidence.
Come on.
Confidence doesn't create consistency, right? So we was talking about that. That's just so do the crazy thing. When you do the thing, you'll get the result. You'll feel better, so you'll go back and do the thing again. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, that sounds about right. That sounds about
right. Yeah, the jump shots. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Consistency. Yeah. I have to say that is one of the truest things that I could never put into words, because I considered myself a sick cold caller. Yeah. But I remember that first one.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember how it almost felt like there was like spiders crawling up my head, yeah, like with the nervousness of being on the phone and like getting the phone slammed on me, to the point where like no one's ever slamming the phone on me. And it was just about doing it for 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely.
Just like, yeah, not thinking about it. You know what I mean? So
it's not thinking, man.
That's a nugget right there. Whew, okay.
That's where we was at. So
you set the bar high. I don't know if I got one to beat that.
Yo, let's just try to outserve the people. I'm just trying to nuggets, give you right? something. Yeah. So 2 years ago, I'm on the so the lady that gave me the opportunity, she didn't want me to be a part of her anymore. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do next. And this guy calls and tells me, "Hey man, I'm selling houses to Wall Street." Sounds big, but he just had bandit signs on. It's called the bandit sign. And he was like, "Why don't you come on into the office?" So I'm learning about getting this realtor license. I have no office. I don't even have the money to pay for to get my courses. So all I know is my man, who live downtown Fort Worth, who's an entrepreneur. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to hang around him because he's selling stuff on eBay. So maybe I catch that vibe of hustle. So besides, Dallas was too far anyway, so I wasn't driving to Dallas. So I'm over there and I'm hitting him. There's this joke that Jamie Foxx makes about Terrence Howard, how he saw him in the elevator one time and he was so nervous that he thought the way he talked on, what was that movie? You know it's hard out here for a pal.
What's that movie? Yeah. Hustle and Flow?
Hustle and Flow.
Yeah.
So the joke is, and this comes to me cold calling. The point of this is how I sounded cold calling. So Jamie makes this joke like, man, when I saw Terrence Howard after the Hustle and Flow, I didn't know that's how he really talks. He really talk how he talk on Hustle and Flow. My nervousness making these phone calls to people on Mojo or just on the cell phone was like Terrence Howard from Hustle and Flow.
Oh, wow.
So I'm on the phone like, hey, man, I just...
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Shout out to Terrence Howard.
Yeah. Shout out to Terrence.
I'm on the phone really talking. Like, yeah, you just want to... I can buy your house. Man.
I know how that feels. Oh, so, man, I've been there.
So that's where I was at. And I'm on his couch at his crib, trying to just figure it out. And every day I go watch a YouTube and I would go to Dallas, you know, 2 or 3 days a week to go be around the actual people who were doing it. And then just keep trying. But I was like everybody else, scatterbrain, you know, if it don't work for a week, that's the wrong one for me. So I'll do direct mail. It didn't work. I'm gonna go do Zillow. That didn't work. So, but I wasn't sticking to anything long enough. So that's where I was 2 years ago, trying to figure this thing out. But the one thing that didn't stop was I was always learning. I'm going to the YouTube. I'm going to that free seminar
every day
on Meetup, on Eventbrite. I'm gonna pay that $100 when I get some money to go to that course, right? So I was learning so much that I felt like I had enough tools to start to at least apply one of them. And then it just take those small breakthroughs, man. It's not even the deals that I remember. The deals don't give me the confidence. Because I know who I am, and I know whose I am before all that, right?
Yeah.
Even when we wasn't making money, I'm like, man, I could give real estate away because I'm going to still be great. Because it was the confidence in not being defined behind the numbers.
Oh, yeah. That's
powerful. But being defined behind, like, this education. Like, I was like, I got the best tool in the world because I'm a human and I can receive information.
Come on.
So that's all I need. Yeah. Right? So I'm going to those courses, and then it was that one phone call.
Come on, God.
Yeah.
God is, man.
Real talk. And that's to my wife too, man, because like without trying to be emotional, bro, like you gotta have a support system. My wife really believed in me on this thing. So whenever I got fired from that job, I had to make that phone call. I was like, hey, I think I'm gonna try to do this real estate thing. She was like, I'm straight. I already talked to God about it. He told me, are you ready to do, can you sit a year with him making no money? Wait. So that's my biggest investor. Real talk, that's my biggest investor because, being completely transparent, I had to get this line of credit from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I had to get that line. I had to. She got a co-sign for me to get that $2,500 line of credit so I can go pay for DocuSign, so I can go pay for some course, right? Because her credit is better than mine at this point. So she was my biggest investor. And then just somebody, whenever you come home, like she would tell me things like, I just don't understand how you wake up every day and come home not even knowing if you're going to get a check or not. Just that hustle right there. It's just
real, huh?
Fire.
That's real right there.
Yeah.
That's real. Because I told you the last two checks had a lot of digits on them. I didn't tell you how far apart they were. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
They don't come every week like that, but they come.
Yeah. But when they come through, you're like, man, like, you don't even think, like, man, it took me 4 or 5 months to get that thing.
Come on.
And you went 4 or 5 months just being focused,
right?
And that's just the way the universe works out. Mm-hmm. It's just, mm-hmm. I do believe that as far as money goes, you know, if you chase your purpose, money chases you. I really do believe that.
Oh yeah, I believe
so,
that too.
So yeah, that's 2 years ago, man. That's where we at, making those sound like Terrence Howard, making these phone calls to people trying to figure out who want to sell their house, knowing nothing.
That roller coaster, man, and that roller coaster, guys, it sounds scary. But this fun, and it is scary, but it's so gratifying. There's there's nothing better on this earth than when you make it happen.
Yeah.
And no one can take it away from you.
It's magic.
Yeah, it's magic. And then at that point is when I realized that, like, I didn't have anything to do with it, and it was all God, like, working in my life. You know, I'd be like, man, like, I start to think I'm so dope, and then I realize, well, wait, if this wouldn't have... How did that happen?
It's how did that, like, call come in? Like, somebody saw something from somebody else that I did 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't control that.
So if I had to put it in steps, I would say one, you have to get right within your own head, right? Within your own head, your own heart, and get this going right, because what you're going to be going through, you need to be prepared. You need to put your armor on, right? Number two, you need to invest time and money in yourself and your mind. Or maybe it's not money, maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's whatever it is. You need to invest in courses, and you need to try stuff. You need to develop an appetite for trying things that will give you the opportunity to live the life that you want. Like, chase your purpose, not money, right?
Absolutely.
So your purpose lies in education and like who you want to become, right?
And service. Yeah.
So serving others. So serve people, educate yourself, chase your purpose, and then all those things turn into dollars and cents, right?
Yeah.
And consistency. Ooh, the fire of the day.
Yeah.
Consistency is maybe the toughest of all of them.
Yeah.
Because and being disciplined in that consistency, because it's actually hard to be consistent, because it's so easy not to be consistent.
Yeah.
But be falling in love with that roller coaster, because you guys are talking about the roller coaster, and it is a roller coaster, because when you're on a roller coaster, guess what? You wait in line for it, you're patient, you're being patient, and then you get on, you know it's going to be scary, but you know it's going to be fun, but guess what? You're being strapped in, and you're going to just have the best time of your life.
Yeah.
So, but that consistency and being disciplined is so, so key, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, it's pretty wild. So, let me ask you this, Chris. What is, like, one of the scariest goals that you have that maybe the world doesn't know, that maybe you don't even know? Like, what's one that just kind of really is like your bam factor?
One that scares me is something that I pray about often. And it scares me just because I think about how good of a person that I have to be. I think about how much I have to grow from who I am now. That's one of the things about goals is, like, I'll set a goal, and there's a check in, and I'll show it to you. There's a check in my place on my vision board, and it has $1 million, and it's written to myself, and it has a date on it, right? But I haven't written the check for this one, and it's like, I really believe I'm going to be a billionaire one day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to say to somebody, and that's hard to tell anybody.
Absolutely.
Because they think, like, well, how are you going to do it? And you're like, well, I don't know, because I'm not that person yet. And
yeah.
And I haven't sold the companies that I need to sell. I don't even have enough information on how to be there.
Right.
But that's like one of my goals. And the goal is not the dollar amount. Mm-hmm. It's that I want to give away so much money. Like, I want to start so many foundations, and I want, you know, to really change curriculums in schools. Yeah. And I really want to affect underprivileged people. And I don't mean underprivileged just financially. I mean emotionally. Like, yeah, my faith is really big. I want to help. Like, faith is a really big part of my life. I want to help people be able to find the love that I've found for God. I want to do that on a massive scale in other countries and stuff like that. So I have a lot of money to give away. Absolutely. So I know I need $1 billion. You know what I mean? So $1 billion is an arbitrary number unless you have a reason that you want that. Absolutely. Like, I see me and guys like Freedom and guys like Matt Anesis on stages with thousands of people listening to our stories of faith and togetherness and love and self-belief and these things that I believe cure anxiety and cure depression and cure these ailments that I think that with a little bit more, like, more fathers like you in the world, fathers like these two gentlemen here, and I'd like to believe myself that we could change a lot of these conditions that people live in. So that's like my big scary goal is that, you know, I want to be a world changer. I want $1 billion so I could give away $500 million.
Hey, he's sitting there saying $1 billion. I'm like, man, I just want 500 mil. I mean, I got to give 250 mil, but he going to give more than what I want. I'm like, maybe I need a billy.
So Freedom, you kind of had it laid up now. I mean, I'm going to ask you the same question. I mean, what would you say, like, right now? I mean, all this is going to change. Like, that's going to change one day, because once you hit the billion, you're like, what's next, right?
I already thought about that.
So what's yours? It's your big, like, maybe no one knows yet. I mean, this isn't live, I don't think. Maybe.
No.
Okay, it's not live.
The camera, the video went off.
Okay.
This is live.
Okay. This one?
Oh, it is live.
Recording the whole time. Facebook live.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's recording. Yeah.
Gotcha.
What is the scary dream?
Scariest thing.
Yeah, that 500 mil.
500 mil?
500 mil is the one that makes me uncomfortable. So I know that's the one. Yeah, because a mil. Well, without being, take the ego out, right? A million, you know how it is, man. Anybody, man, I want $1 million, and they really think, like, you know, I can live forever off of $1 million. The reason why I got into real estate is because I started to learn how money works. So I know how money works better than I know real estate. So a mil after the taxes and, you know, things like that is really not a lot. So 500 mil for me is that one to say I can take care of a lot of people. So that's where I'm at, because I do want to hit, my goal is to be worth $1 million the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so from there on, 500 mil, you know, make businesses, sell businesses, and have enough life insurance and real estate to be worth 500 mil.
Beautiful. So as we wrap up today on the Matt Anesis Experience, I want to ask one last thing. We're going to kind of have an opportunity for our listeners to be able to find you, how they can get connected with you, how they can reach out to you for any advice, any maybe partnerships, whatever it is that you want to give them to be able to connect. Because I think we live in a day and age now where we have an opportunity to connect with everybody on the planet. Like, absolutely, we're literally like one person away from knowing somebody that knows somebody. Like, it used to be an adage of 7 degrees separation.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that no more with the power of social media. And, you know, I can name just in the top of my head a handful of people that I've met that are connected to someone super famous that's, you know, world changer and whatnot. So if you can let everyone know where they can find you, how they can stay connected, how you like to stay connected, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so you can get at me on Instagram at FreedomJohnson2. Like, 2 is the number, so Freedom Johnson, and just put the number 2. And then Facebook, I'm on there at FP Freedom Johnson. So,
FP?
Yeah.
Frank Peter?
No, I did it for fan, because it's a fan page.
Ah.
But I don't interact on my personal account.
Okay.
So they wouldn't let me have 2 Freedom Johnson, so I just put FP. So it's FP Freedom Johnson. And then Instagram, Freedom Johnson 2. So yeah, those are the main two places. And, oh, YouTube. I got stuff on YouTube as well. Freedom Johnson. So I'm all over the social media, man. Yeah, you get at me. I'm in DFW, so I'm accessible.
One last thing. What would you say to put someone into action right now? If they're listening to this, they heard a lot of different things from real estate, from entrepreneurship, from learning. Like, what would be one actionable step if they're listening right now that they can go and they need to start doing depending on where there is in their life?
Let me give them two. So whatever it is they're trying to learn, go to Udemy and download that app and literally type in anything that you want to learn. Mm-hmm. And then go to Meetup or Eventbrite. And whatever that interest is, attend that next free meeting about that.
Sweet. Yeah. Sweet. All right, Chris, what about you? Where can our listeners find you, connect with you, and all that good stuff with the power of social media?
So on Instagram, my personal page is Carlos Christopher Walker. And the same on Facebook. My business page is Carlos Christopher Walker. I also, my social media business is socialsciencemarketing.com. You can send me a message there. I'll reach back out to you and give you a holler. I have an Instagram, socialsciencemkt, for social science marketing. And, you know, eventually here we'll have a social media business page, social science marketing business page for Facebook as well. And we're kind of in the process of moving that into this whole medical thing. So, yeah. So that's pretty exciting, but that's all the places that you can find me. I've got some other personal Facebook pages too, but that's boring.
We're going to drop all these links in the links below, so y'all be able to find them as well. If you guys are listening this far, we thank you. We love you. If you guys have any questions, drop them in the comments also. And then Chris, what would be an actionable step for our listeners that you would advise them to do right now?
I would advise you to document where you are right now and how you feel right now.
Woo!
Because that's going to change so much. And I have a video that I like to watch about myself when I was like in tears, basically. It was after the tears. I waited till after to record. But where my life was in shambles. And now when I look back, I remember why I decided to go on this journey, and that's important. Document the whole way so you remember how far you've come, how much you've grown, and remember where you're going and need why those, you're going there. Yeah,
need those checkpoints, man.
Yeah.
Need those checkpoints.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Well, thank you guys for joining us today on the Madanesis Experience. I'm going to give you one nugget. If you're still on the show this far, make sure you guys sit in between two smarter people than you are. Which that's what I've done today. Sitting in between Freedom Johnson and Carlos Christopher Walker. Love you guys, and we'll see you guys soon.